Essay, Let's Study Abroad by Kip A. Cates. Studying in a foreign country can be the adventure of a lifetime. How do I know? Because I come from a family of foreign students. Both my parents studied abroad. My father left Canada to study medicine in the United States. My mother spent a year in France studying political science in Paris. As for me, I went to England for my master's degree and studied at a university near London. There are four basic stages of studying abroad. The first is the departure stage. You apply to a university overseas. If you're lucky, you get accepted. The next few weeks are busy as you prepare to leave. Soon it's time to go. Your final days are full of emotion as you say goodbye to family, friends, and relatives. Finally, you board the plane and take the long flight off to the country where you'll study. The second stage is the arrival stage. You land in the foreign country, navigate the airport, and somehow make your way to your destination. It's exciting to be overseas. Everything seems strange and exotic, but life is busy. There are so many things to do. Explore the campus, register for classes, find an apartment, open a bank account. This stage is full of new encounters, meeting your teachers, greeting your neighbors, and getting to know your classmates. Your life is full of ups and downs, from moments of homesickness to the thrill of new experiences to embarrassing incidents caused by cultural differences. The third stage is the study stage. Slowly, you settle down and concentrate on your courses. Your schedule is busy with lectures, seminars, and assignments. As your studies progress, you start to feel at home and begin to make friends. Day by day, your language skills improve, and you deepen your understanding of the local culture. Each week brings new adventures and new challenges. The fourth stage is the return stage. Your studies are over, and you've finished your exams. Your last few weeks are busy as you prepare to fly home. Your final days are full of emotion as you pack your bags and say goodbye to teachers and classmates. There's so much to do, but so little time. Finally, you board the plane and take the long flight back to your country. Your family is waiting at the airport. It's great to be home, but you miss your foreign friends. Every year, millions of young people study abroad in countries ranging from Australia and Germany to Mexico and Korea. Overseas students not only gain specialized knowledge in an academic field, they also gain international experience, acquire foreign languages, make cross-cultural friendships, and become a bridge between countries. Please consider studying overseas. And do what you can to support international students here in Japan.